My name is Lagunes, Jaime Lagunes, and I'm part of this movement for the protection of Cuernavaca, an important city south of Mexico City. And I'm a professor at the National University here in Mexico.
What's happening with the hunger strike?
It's been 17 days now. There's some people who have taken ill several days ago, but they're managing somehow. Mm-hmm. And, well, we're continuing until the company takes us into account. There are several legal actions going on through the Attorney General, through the Human Rights Commissions. Just today we put in the two documents indicating that there has been no respect not to destroy the 900 trees that were there. Now there are only 50 left, so we are hoping that the environmental office can tell the company to stop construction according to the fact that they did not respect the indications of the construction office. Yesterday there were explosions inside the lot, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that some of the archaeological constructions have been damaged.
Okay. Go ahead, Gretchen.
I want to give our listeners a bit of background of what's going on in Mexico regarding corporate expansion down south of the border. Costco is there. They're destroying archaeological sites and ancient trees in Mexico. And there's been resistance to this, at least since the past fall of 2002. And in meeting that resistance, the government has come down pretty hard on people who are opposing this. And one of the people who is opposing the expansion of Costco into sacred sites in Mexico, heritage sites in Mexico, is Jaime Lagunes, who's a professor at the National University of Mexico. And he joins us on the line to update us on the issues of what's happening on the ground there. Thank you, Jaime, for joining us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your invitation to your program.
And also here to give us a bit of context is Michael Verwalski, who's a freelance journalist who's worked in Mexico as well. So thank you, Michael, for joining us once again on the program. Jaime, let's begin with you. Can you talk about the expansion of Costco? Where are they going? And what are they doing? What have they already done?
Well, they bought a historic site in Cuernavaca. At a very, very low price. Nobody understands how they managed to get such a low price for it. And they destroyed murals, some worth millions of dollars, calculated by the foundations that support the artist. They destroyed an architectonic jewel of the city, and they affected the ecosystem of the central part of the city, destroying beautiful trees that were part of the attraction of the city. Their plan is to put a 1,200 space parking lot, an additional street, two giant warehouses, a restaurant, and a water treatment plant. This is risking the environment inside the city, and well, there are many citizens who have been very, very distraught by the whole situation.
And people have been rising up to assert their value of what Costco is destroying. And Costco,
absolutely,
the corporation, has done little to respect those values. So maybe we can talk about the issue of corporate values and the kind of destruction that Costco's bringing to the area of Cuernavaca. Maybe you can tell us about the city, a bit about its people, and a bit about its history, and how Costco is destroying that.
The city has been attracting personalities throughout centuries. There was the castle of Cortes, one of the conquistadores. The castle is still standing. Barbara Hutton, the famous heiress of the Woolworth dynasty, she built a house in Cuernavaca, and many other important people who find the area particularly attractive established there. The attraction is of course in due part to the climate, to the vegetation, the exuberant vegetation that has been there always. Even the kings of the ancient Olmecs and Tlahuicas this is 1,000 years, 2,000 years ago, preferred this site for settlement. Now Costco has taken this particular lot, which has still archaeological vestiges, and is planning to impose a plan which is completely against the culture of the state and of the country.
Now, Jaime, you're there on the streets of Mexico City today because you're going to visit some lawyers in response to ongoing protests around this issue of Costco destroying archaeological sites and ancient trees in Cuernavaca. Maybe you can tell us about the kind of resistance that Costco has been met with.
Well, the resistance is quite sophisticated from the corporate point of view. They contracted a marketing agency called Fleischmann Hillard, who is in charge of changing the attitude of the people. I think their slogan is "We change the way people think." And this agency has been in charge of contracting the local media and the authorities, they can give the impression that the company is doing a lot of good to the city and to the people of the state, and that the people who are protesting are vandals and people that are against progress. They have controlled a great part of the newspapers, the media. I'm not sure exactly how they managed to do that, but there's a lot of publications against our movement to respect the culture and respect the environment. Additionally, the authorities, especially the local bureaucratic servants, they are completely supportive of whatever Costco says. And every time we try to take legal action, they tend to ignore it, saying that it's not a valid argument. They may even say that we're missing a period or coma, or maybe we didn't spell something right, and they're blocking our legal processes. It's quite sophisticated the way the company is working.
Well, let's talk about the role of the government and the police. There's been an intimidation and brutality that protesters have been met with. Can you talk more about that?
Oh, absolutely! I was put in jail for putting a poster which was criticizing the company and criticizing the governor. I was handcuffed. I was gassed, and in the newspaper the next day it said that the vandals were attacking the center of the city. Right now there are several legal processes against the people who have protested. People have to go and sign at this high-security prison that's south of the city, and the legal action against us is maintained. The governor has recently been linked to people that are involved in organized crime, so there's a lot of support from this. Apparently, the people that are in charge of the legal aspects within the administration, within the major administration, are also linked to these organizations. So the fight is very difficult.
Just to point out something that Jaime raised about Fleischer and Hillard, the President Fox, his campaign of 2000 was in part orchestrated and devised by Fleischer and Hillard. So this PR, public relations firm, is very much behind the president and also behind Costco's project in Mexico, coincidentally. And so one can establish a link between the Costco firm and the current government, which is the Fox presidency.
It seems that the opportunities that Costco is taking in Cuernavaca and the kinds of the relationship between the government and these PR firms is very reminiscent of how free trade is being played out in North America as well as South America.
Well, as Jaime pointed out, Costco is a very sensitive issue for the media because the media relies heavily on Costco's and its partners in Mexico, Comercial Mexicana, for advertising revenue. And right now there's a crisis in the media, especially in the written press. So any article which seems to somehow sway against Costco will certainly not get prominence. In fact, when I was in Cuernavaca recently, the local newspaper put on the last page a tiny item concerning Maurice Strong, who is, as we all know, a very important Canadian industrialist and a top UN official, who expressed his dismay with the whole Costco project and the lack of due process, the illegal methods which were implemented in acquiring this historical site. But of course, no newspaper, no editor is going to give that story prominence if he wants to continue being in business. So the links between the media and the present government don't particularly make the situation easy for transparency in the Fox Mexico of today.
Now, Jaime, would you be surprised at all if I told you that this issue of Costco's expansion and the kind of destruction that they're causing in Cuernavaca has not made it to the front pages of Canadian or United States newspapers?
Oh, now I'm understanding how these things are happening. Yes, as Michael pointed out, this is the relationship, right? It's a problem. It's a problem. So we invite people to visit our website. I can give you the address.
Yeah, please.
It's procasino.org. That is www.pro. CASINO.ORG, and there are many links to what is to the documents and to what is happening now. The images of the murals that are destroyed, the images of the trees that have been cut down, and even there's some video clips of the brutal police repression against us. I also invite people not to purchase in Costco and to support this boycott against a company who has been so violent against a culture and to the people that are defending it.
And if I could add to Jaime's experience in Mexico, in the United States, Costco as well has a very bad past record. They have, in the case in Cypress City, California, expropriated a church which was run by a community service, and they just wanted to go in as they did with the Casino de la Selva and level the place. However, an injunction was issued and a court case was implemented to stop the project. So I think the record in the United States is a dismal one for Costco, and I think it lends credence to any possible legal actions that the Frente para la Coalición para la Protección de la Casino de la Selva may undertake in the future to stop this project from going ahead in Cuernavaca.
Jaime, if you wanted to get a message out to people who are interested in calling up Costco or sending them an email, what would you suggest that people say to Costco?
I would like for them to tell Costco that that the company should be more considerate, more sensitive to people's needs. I believe Mr. James D. Zinnigo, who is the CEO of the company, is recognized as a humanitarian in the United States. So I think that there should be an effort to maintain that image and not treat the people who are defending their culture the way they've been treating us. I would like to thank people of Global Exchange, Amnesty International, Mexico Solidarity Network for putting up links on the web and where people can log in and send messages directly to President Fox and to Costco explaining what they feel. I invite people to do that, please.
Jaime, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Gretchen. I hope to keep in contact with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jaime.
Thank you, Michael. Take care.
And again, for more information on Costco's destruction in Cuernavaca, check out www.procasino.org.